Now, what news on the Rialto?
Why, yet it lives there unchecked. That Antonio hath a ship of rich lading wrecked in the narrow seas. The Goodwins, I think they call the place, a very dangerous flat and fatal, where the carcasses of many a tall ship lie buried, as they say, if my gossip report be an honest woman of a word.
I would she were as lying a gossip in that, as ever napped ginger or made her neighbors believe she wept for the death of a third husband. But it is true. Without any slips of prolixity or crossing the plain highway of talk, that the good Antonio, the honest Antonio, oh, that I had a title good enough to keep his name company.
Come, the fool, stop!
Hey, what sayest thou? Why, the end is, he hath lost a ship.
Oh, I would it might prove an end to his losses.
Let me say amen betimes, lest the devil cross my prayer. For here he comes in the likeness of a Jew.
Oh,
how now, Shylock? What news among the merchants?
You knew.
None so well. None so well as you of my daughter's flight.
That's certain. I, for my part, knew the tailor made the wings. She flew with all.
And Shylock, for his own part, knew the bird was a flinch, and that it is the complexion of them all to leave the damned.
That's certain, if the devil may be a judge.
My own flesh and blood to rebel.
Out upon it, old carrion. Rebels it of these years.
I see my daughter's, my flesh. It's my blood.
There is more difference between thy flesh and hers than between jet and ivory. More between your bloods than there is between red wine and Rhenish. But tell us, do you hear whether Antonio have any loss at sea or no?
Nay, I have another bad match. A bankrupt. A prodigal. Who dare scarce show his head on the Rialto. A beggar. It was used to come so smart upon the mark.
Let him look to his bond. He was wont to call me usurer.
Let him look to his bond. He was wont to lend out money for a Christian courtesy. Let him look to his bond.
Why, I'm sure if he forfeits, thou wilt not take his flesh. What's that good for?
To bait fish with all. If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. It disgraced me. It hindered me 500,000. My losses mocked at my gains, scorned my nation, thwarted my bargains, called my friends, hated mine enemies. And what's his reason? I am a Jew. Oh! Has not a Jew eyes? Has not a Jew heads? Organs? Dimensions, senses? Affections, passions, fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, killed by the same means, warmth and cool, by the same winter and summer as a Christian is. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not laugh? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. If a Jew wrong a Christian, what is his humility? Revenge. If a Christian wrong a Jew, what should his sufferings be by Christian example? Why? Revenge. The villainy you teach me, I will execute, and it shall go hard, but I will better the instruction.
Gentlemen. My master, Antonio, is at his house and desires to speak with you both.
We have been up and down to seek him.
Here comes another of the tribe.
The third cannot be matched unless the devil himself turns you.
Now, Tobin, what news from Genoa? Hester found my daughter.
I often came there. I did hear of her, but cannot find her.
I dare. Shh! A diamond's gone! Cost me 2,000 ducats in Frankfurt. The curse never fell upon our nation till now. Never felt it till now. 2,000 ducats in that. And that are precious, precious jewels. I would my daughter were dead at my foot.
No!
And the jewels in her ear. Would she were hers at my foot and the ducats in her coffin. No news of them, huh? Why so? And I know not what's spent on the search. Why the... Loss upon loss. The thief gone with so much, and so much to find the thief. And no satisfaction, no revenge, no ill luck stirring but what lies on my shoulders, no sighs but on my breathing. No tears, but am I shedding?
Yes, other men have ill luck too. Antonio's, I heard in Genova.
What? Ill luck.
Have an Argosy castaway coming from Tripolis.
I thank God.
Is it true?
I spoke with some of the sailors that escaped the wreck.
I thank the good Tuber. Good news. Heard in Genoa.
Your daughter spent in Genoa, as I heard, one night, 80 ducats.
Now stick the bag in me.
I shall never see my gold again.
80 ducats at a sitting.
80 ducats!
There came divers of Antonio's creditors in my company to Venice that swear he cannot choose that break.
I'm very glad of it.
I'll plague him. I'll torture him. I'm glad of it. One of them showed me a ring he had of your daughter for a monkey.
Out upon thou torturest me too. It was my Turk vase. I had it of Lear when I was a bachelor. I would not have given it for a wilderness of monkeys.
But Antonio is certainly undone.
That's true. That's very true.
Go, Tuber. See me an officer. He speak him a fortnight before. I will have the heart of him if he forfeit. For were he out of Venice, I can make what merchandise I will.
Go, Tuber, and meet me at our synagogue. Go, good troop, at our synagogue.